to have a conversation about this. Joining us on the phone right now, Dudley Brown from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. Good evening, Dudley.
Hello.
Dudley, you're there. You can hear us, I certainly hope.
You bet I can.
Okay, very good. All right, let's start with this. Yesterday and then again last night on the air, and I'm going ape, and I'm frustrated as many Second Amendment supporters and those aware of our constitutional rights. So let's keep the pontificating short. Dudley, I am very afraid, along with many others, of this concern that awareness is being brought about when it comes to what our legislators want to do. We are also, unfortunately, understanding the process when it comes to lobby groups like yours. Coming up later tonight, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, will also be on. And this uphill battle that you guys are fighting when it comes to the stripping of constitutional rights, unalienable rights, God-given rights. We understand that the machine needs money. How can the Denver Post report that Rocky Mountain Gun Owners didn't spend any money in January?
Well, first of all, read the article. And when you said they associate us together, no, they put us in the same article. That's not really associating together. Trust me, the Mayor Bloomberg is Mayor Bloomberg's group and his lobbyists are not my friends. In fact, earlier this month, we sent out a picture of the Mayor Bloomberg's lobbyists here in Colorado out shooting assault weapons. And clearly, the guy liked to do it himself, but then wants to ban them. And of course, highlighting the hypocrisy. But understand the Denver Post is reporting on the Secretary of State filings. And the Secretary of State, all they do is lobbyist filings when lobbyists are paid money or they spend money on actual lobbying. It used to be that you could take legislators out to dinner. Now there's some severe limitations on that.
Okay.
And you have to report every time you do that.
Okay.
We have a lobbyist in the state capitol. His name is Joe Neville. He's a Navy veteran. He's a veteran of the state capitol. He's worked for the conservatives down there, and he's paid on a daily basis. He's there every day in the state capitol. But we didn't write him the check until literally February 15th.
Okay.
Well, that's not going to appear in this filing. Now, what they're not reporting, of course, is that other organizations have put lobbyists in place, and they're not spending money. They're not spending money on what we call lobbying programs. Some of it's not going to appear in this, but much of the lobbying that goes on, Scooter, and this is what people don't get, is not in the building. Yes, being face-to-face with your state legislator is important, but our lobbyist being up there talking to, let's say, a target legislator who may or may not vote with us, isn't really that helpful. In fact, I call lobbyists, good lobbyists, constituent lobbyists, I call them forward observers. They're the ones that are calling in the artillery. They say, okay, let's fire some mail down that politician's way. Let's put pressure on them. Let's go in their district, talk to gun owners in their district, tell them to bend the ear of their state senator. And it seems to be having an effect. Let's add some more. In other words, add 100 meters and fire for effect. Adjusting the fire, so to speak. That's what a good grassroots lobbyist does. There's no question on many issues. It's very expensive lobbyists, what we call contract lobbyists, who will lobby for the highest bidder. Doesn't matter if next session they're going to lobby for the exact opposite client working on the exact opposite bill. They're what I call prostitutes. They work for the highest bidder. That's a different world. Now, when you're tracking those people, yeah, it's all about the money because, frankly, they aren't going to lift a finger to do anything without being paid. Now, we pay a state lobbyist at the state capitol. Our national group, the National Association for Gun Rights, pays a federal lobbyist. And But most of the lobbying that is really done in the state legislative fight and in federal fights is done by motivating the grassroots. The best example I can get is give you that's recent is that if you're a member of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, you should have gotten a piece of mail. The first series went out in mid-January. I think they landed mailboxes a few days, the 20th maybe.
The orange 17th. Postcards.
Yeah, the orange postcards. And there were, I believe in that one, there were 6 postcards per mail piece. And then we did a second mailing that has 12 postcards in every mail piece. Those are pre-perforated. Going to the governor, going to the majority leader in this, or the president of the Senate, majority leader of the Senate. It's what we call putting pressure on politicians. We subscribe to what Everett Dirksen, a former longtime U.S. senator from many years ago, said. When he feels the heat, he sees the light, applying pressure to him. Does that mean it's always going to work? Heck no. No, of course it doesn't. I've never seen too much pressure hurt, that's for sure. But does it always help? No.
Well,
and in the case of the State House with these 4 gun control bills, no, we didn't defeat them in the House. In fact, when we counted votes on election night in November, that's what we do. That's what people who really, truly work in politics do. They count votes the night of the election because that's what we were looking at. We knew we were in trouble. Applying heat to the State House. And so we knew we probably weren't going to beat it in the State House, and lo and behold, we didn't. I actually think we came closer than I expected in the State House. We got a couple of Dems on some of the votes. Did it all mean for not? Well, we'll see. They only passed one House, and we're working in the Senate. Does that mean the process doesn't work? No. No, it just means we didn't work hard enough in the elections. And I'll plead mea culpa, guilty for not recruiting enough candidates in the districts. Truthfully, in downtown Greeley, we had a horribly weak candidate run as a Republican against Dave Young. Skip Carlson was a terrible candidate. And everybody knew it.
What does
we
Skip...
I'm
sorry.
A better candidate.
I'm sorry. I started this question, Dudley. I started this question about the money and why the Denver Post would be reporting, et cetera. Skip Carlson has nothing to do with this conversation. Skip is not here to defend himself. And in all fairness, we are way off the subject at hand, which is the argument that there are those, Dudley, who are suggesting that there is this fake fight being presented.
Okay.
In which we're just raising awareness and we're raising money, but at the end of the day, we're not doing anything. And then you brought up the lobbyist, the comment, okay, and that we're spending the money. You said his name is Mr. Neville?
Yeah.
Okay, and you were touting and commending on what a great job he does?
Within the current structure,
okay.
He does a darn good job knowing he was the guy who was tossed out of the Capitol on Friday because we had put so much pressure on the one politician, they got upset. Yes. But I will say, and I said it off air to you, there's not only so much you can do as a lobbyist in that building. Largely, you're just an observer in many ways. Gathering intel, finding out if the pressure's working on amendments, seeing what an amendment's do, seeing whether you can oppose an amendment,
all right,
whether you would support one.
Then having said that, Dudley, why are we not immediately demanding a recall of our politicians who are violating the Colorado Constitution when it comes to the unalienable right to keep and bear arms, whether it be for a tyrannical dictatorship against each other or hunting or sporting purposes? Why is this madness?
Well, you're asking from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners' standpoint, why we are asking for a recall, because to recall one state representative who is going to be up for re-election in 2014 anyway, you have to go out and gather petition signatures. And you have to gather them based on the number of votes that they received in the last election. It is an enormously expensive task. And with all due respect, you don't have that kind of money. Neither does Rocky Mountain gun owners. We don't have that kind of money. That would be us lying to people.
All right, but wait a minute.
Give money for us to go out and make the effort to gather signatures of 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 Democrats in the state house.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute, Dudley. Okay, but then what do we need? Because the argument of keep raising money and we'll fight, unfortunately, the fight is not working. They are going to pass this. Conservatives now are saying, well, even if it passes, it won't work in the courts. Well, even if it goes through the courts, you know.
I disagree. Look, I was quoted in the McDonald decision by the United States Supreme Court, directly quoted by Justice Alito in the majority decision. And I will tell you that some of those decisions, unfortunately, both Heller and McDonald, justify gun control. You've been told a lie if you think that Heller or McDonald are going to overturn any of these bills. I believe they are. Is it possible that we could overturn the expansion of Brady into universal background checks because of Article 2, Section 13 that says the right of no person to keep their arms shall be called in question? Well, we're going to try. But it's not going to just repeal that bill. It's going to repeal the entire Colorado Brady Act if it's actually successful. Because we don't believe that you should be required to go through a background check. No. The truth is the NRA isn't going to support us in that. They never have. They've actually been in favor of Brady checks. But expand Brady checks, including mental health provisions. And here's a newsflash to you, Scooter. If they have mental health provisions, you'll never be able to pass a Brady check because they will call you crazy.
News to you, Dudley.
So will they.
They're going to do the same thing.
Kevin Blake, who's listening. So will they, most gun owners.
They're going to do it to all of us, and that is ultimately the crux of this, us wasting time infighting.
Well,
if you need more money, I need to know right now how much the listeners may or may not be able to. You never know who the next John Connor is out there, and we don't know who the next Nelson Rockefeller is. So in the reality, Dudley, what does your organization need in order to defeat this legislation where it stands? Get it into an infamous kill committee. Get this either in front of the awareness of everyone to understand what tyranny looks like in the form of a $3,000 suit. What do you need?
Okay, well, first of all, let me disavow you of some silly notions. Recalling the governor takes 450,000 petition signatures.
450,000.
450,000. And to collect 400, you couldn't possibly do that in this state. It's not even possible.
Why is it not possible?
Well, ask the guys who put Tabor on the ballot, Douglas Bruce. Ask the people who got him the signatures.
Dudley?
Because they didn't do it. And they will tell you it's not possible to gather that many signatures.
All right, Dudley, hold on a second. I want to ask you one thing. I'm going to keep you on one segment. I want to thank the sponsors who are allowing the show for this conversation to happen. Of course, we're speaking with Dudley Brown, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. My question is very simple. What he needs? And he just said he needs 450,000 signatures. What are you doing,
North? Together.
Okay, well, we're going to start there. We're going to come back with Dudley Brown right now, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. Special thanks, Collins Muffler and Service, Another Man's Treasures, Dave at the Watershed. We'll give a quick taste of Weld County plug, and we will be back after City National Pond. Thank you.
Let's talk 1310 KFKA.
Good evening, North America. Northern Colorado. We are back live at the News Talk 1310 KFK studios. Demands for my immediate dismissal, HR1310KFK.com. Those of you who want to follow along, of course, jump on the World Wide Web, ScooterMcGee.com. Follow along on the show in the chat room. How you doing, kids? And if you're just joining us, we are having a conversation. I made many comments last night regarding the Denver Post and their association with people like Mayor Bloomberg and the NRA. And they went so far as to bring up Rocky Mountain gun owners, and then the issue about money, and we're raising money and we're raising awareness, and well, we're not spending any money. Well, wait a minute. Dudley Brown's trying to explain to us what's going on. So we're back with Dudley Brown. And my question to him before we got to pay a couple bills here was, Dudley, what does the Rocky Mountain gun owners need in order to stop any and all current and future potential legislation by gun grabbers, whether they're New World Order agendists or just tree-hugging morons who believe that a world without arms is somehow a peaceful society? What do you need?
If you're asking me, hey, I would like to sign a contract that says for X amount of activity and money and this and that, and then you will provide killing these bills, I would say, have to say, sorry, Scooter, I can't sign that contract. When the elections roll around, this is what people don't really get sometimes, and apparently you don't. When elections happen, they actually mean something.
I believe I was just as active as anyone could without violating FCC rules regarding the political process.
Well, since there are no FCC rules for state legislative,
I'm not allowed to run for office, Dudley. And in the meantime, as a broadcaster, my job is to report the news, not sit on one side and be married to other people. And that's not my job. And when a Republican screws up, I call him out. When a Democrat screws up, I call him out. And all I'm asking you to do is answer me the question to the listeners. Sure. What do you need to stop this?
We are right now doing everything we can to stop this bill. But if you're asking me, is there a foolproof way, silver bullet, to finish this off? No, there isn't. There never is in politics.
Why is the Denver Post reporting that RMGO isn't spending any money?
Okay, I think I've answered that absolutely perfectly. Because they're only reporting what is filed with the Secretary of State. When we do a mailing in a legislative district to push around a politician, we don't have to file that with the Secretary of State. We don't tell them how much we spent.
All right. And then again, the lobbyist.
Neither does the, $700 a day in Facebook ads in targeted senator's districts.
All right. Fair enough, Dudley. But the reality is I'm not going to charge you $3,500 to get kicked out of a room. I think my remote fee is $200. And I'm obviously not asking the right questions. 877-353-1310. Call. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hey, this is Kevin Blake. How's it going, Dudley and Scooter?
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I'm not going to get in the nitty gritty with you guys. I have a question for Dudley, and I think a lot of other people listening might want to know the answer to this. So how do we, if these libtards out there and these liberals continue to do as they wish, how else do we stop it? Because waiting is not the name of the game. I mean,
I'm not suggesting, Kevin, that you wait. You've got to go out. You might be in a district, your state senator, Kevin, which I might add, you didn't even know who it was.
Well, he does now.
He does now, but you didn't know who it was.
Well, he knows now.
So don't come in and claim, I did all this. And
let's calm down.
Dudley,
let's
the name down. Calling, the name down. Calling's got to stop.
Answer it then.
But
when you're going to say, hey, I did everything I could. No, actually, and I applaud you for going down to the Capitol, but the fact is, in your state, we don't need to lobby Scott Renfro. He's going to go riot. Okay, so guess what? There are targeted senators that people who work in politics call in play. Those are senators who we could pressure, and that's changed over all around the place, and it's a fluid situation. It's not that it's not monolithic, this guy's pro-gun and this guy's not, because truthfully, it changes depending on how much pressure you put on him.
Well, I'd like to take a walk back to the 50s real quick and go back to the Battle of Athens, where there was election fraud being committed with that sheriff. And it took just all the GIs coming back from the war to stand up and encircle those people, and unfortunately it got violent. And I don't think this fight has to get violent, but it took everybody in that town standing up to get something done.
We agree on that, Kevin. Doing something is absolutely, that's the way to beat it, but it's not threatening violence. to elected officials.
No, nobody wants violence, because I've been in two wars, Dudley. I understand what wars are, and nobody wants that here. But what we need to do is, if it takes 10,000 people at Rhonda Fields' office, I guarantee you, you're going to see some results.
Rhonda Fields, you could fit every person in the state of Colorado except the 50% plus one who vote for her in her district, and she would never, ever, ever vote any other way than the way she's voting now. You will not change Rhonda Fields. She's a far left Dem, and she's voted, and she lives in what we call a Democrat ghetto.
Is it almost?
You can't defeat her.
Dudley, and hold on. Dudley, hold on. Just everybody, let's just breathe here a second. I have to play devil's advocate for this. First of all, Dudley, is it almost self-defeating in the argument to say no matter how many people you line up to show up, it won't matter?
I said to Rhonda Fields' office.
Yes, would you just let me finish? Just calm down.
One politician.
And I understand
And there are probably 15 of them you'll never sway, for the same reason that if you put huge numbers of people in Scott Renfro's office, you'll never get him to vote for gun control, ever. And so
there
are people in the middle.
Okay, we're not asking Scott Renfro to vote for gun control. We're asking, and I'm asked, just let me ask the hypothetical. I have to play devil's advocate for this interview, Dudley, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask it.
Okay, let me then, please. If you're talking about no matter how many people to show up at someone's office, it won't work. Are you not being self-defeatist by making that statement? How would we know if 10,000 people showed up for a week? For a solid week, every day, there's 10,000 people standing in front of this person's office. How do we know that that will not sway that person's vote? How can they, with conscience, walk in and cast a vote that is in direct opposition to a constituency that is standing in front of them? And I'm only asking the question.
This is not a democracy. This is a constitutional republic. They're not forced to vote the way public opinion pushes them.
All right, hold on.
And even if it did, but it doesn't push them in Rhonda Fields' district.
Hold on.
Rhonda Fields' district is four square in favor of gun control.
Okay, Dudley, hold on a second. It is 33 after way long. I'm going to dump as much as I can. We're getting right back to Dudley Brown because we still need to know what we need to do, and he needs to spend time with his family. Fair? Well, 3 minutes, we'll be right back. Let me look. Let me just tell everyone. Oh, Dave at the Watershed. They're called make goods. You'll get three of them. Who else? Oh, we can't get rid of Caskey. And, Tidbits is going to be on Saturday after Fairfax and Bushtails. We'll be right back. Promise.
Not to daydream. Become a friend of Scooter McGee or like the Scooter McGee Show page. More of the Scooter McGee Show in a moment.
Partly cloudy skies expected overnight with a low temperature around 20. Clouding up with a chance of light snow by afternoon on Wednesday with a high temperature in the mid to upper 30s. A couple of inches of snow possible Wednesday night and Thursday. Windy and colder Thursday, the high only around 32. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson, News Talk 1310 KFKA. This News Talk 1310 KFKA weather update is brought to you by First Farm Bank at the corner of 22nd Street and Highway 85 in Greeley. First Farm Bank, hometown values, hometown strong.
All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's 3 minutes with the Safe Money Doctor. That's me, and I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, wishing you a happy, good Tuesday. It's going to get colder tomorrow and Thursday, so buckle up. I read in the paper yesterday morning, I think this makes a lot of sense. Your W-2, the form that you get on your earnings statement from your employer, your W-2 shows what your health insurance really costs. Look closely at your new W-2 form this tax season. Notice box 12 and the two-letter code DD. If you work for an employer with 250 or more workers this year, that's going to be on your return. After this year, starting in 2014, it'll be on everybody's return, whether there's 250 employees or above or below. And that's all contributable to the Affordable Care Act. Really? Well, it's not affordable. They don't care, but it is an act. And so anyway, we're going to be talking about some of that on the radio program this coming Saturday. Don't forget the upcoming free seminar this Saturday. It's not my normal seminar that I do at my dinners. That one's next one's coming up March the 5th at 6 p.m. Nordy's Barbecue there in Loveland, Colorado. And that's my Straight Talk from the Money Doctor seminar. That one is a free dinner seminar. It's different from this Saturday. This Saturday is the seminar that I normally do in churches all over America. It's a Saturday morning seminar. It's 3 hours. It's intense. We take a break. We take a 10-minute break every hour for 3 hours. And I serve coffee and water and some sweet things, Danish and cupcakes and some gooey stuff. And outside of that, that's it. We set the room up classroom style, not around round tables like we normally do at our dinners. I provide all of the material, the pens. If you want, you can bring your Bible. If you're an atheist or an agnostic, you can come. You may be uncomfortable, but who knows? You might change your mind. So everybody's welcome. Would be just tickled to death to have you. It's called Unlocking the Financial Keys of Scripture Seminar. This Saturday, 9 to noon, Fairfield Inn and Suites, Highway 34 and I-25, Loveland exit, sits on the west side there. Give me a call now. Make your reservations. Bring people with you. 303-710-3791. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. That's my cell phone. Don't push one for English. Have a happy, good Tuesday. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Hello, this is Ron Ross, publisher of Tidbits of Greeley. If you love reading tidbits, you will love Tidbits Radio, the happiest little radio show on the air. Every Saturday from noon till 1 p.m. on 1310 KFKA.
When's the last time you checked your roof? For most of us, it was when we realized we had a leak or noticed some shingles lying in the driveway after a big storm. Instead of waiting, have Brian, Northern Colorado Home Improvement's licensed on-staff adjuster, come out and give you a free roofing estimate. If your roof needs a replacement, Brian will meet and work with your insurance adjuster and pay your $500 deductible if you need full replacement. Visit NocoHomeImprovement.com and call Brian at 970-590-1440.
So you think the Pawn Stars are in Vegas, huh? Have you been to City National Pawn? 3301 West 10th Street in Greeley, and you're the Pawn Star. With great deals on commercial and industrial tools, electronics, smartphones, laptops, and fine jewelry, so many great deals and a constantly changing inventory guarantee you get the best deal in town at City National Pawn. Need quick cash fast? City National Pawn has got you covered there too. Monday through Friday and Saturdays, remember, you're the Pawn Star at City National Pawn, 3301 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Liberal tips to avoid being attacked on the next Amy Oliver Show, weekdays, 9 a.m. on News Talk 1310 KFKA.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Hi, this is Tanya Gabrielle, and you're listening to the Scooter McGee Show on News Talk 1310 KFKA.
Just a quick glance at some of the headlines across America. A Rocky Mountain High, one of the headlines over at ScooterMcGee.com regarding Colorado. John McCain now defending immigration plans to his constituents. This will be good. Oh, and Joe Biden has a good tip for self-defense. He says get a shotgun. Those stories and more over at ScooterMcGee.com. Including comments from the sheriff's department, a man burned to death may have spontaneously combusted. We'll get to that later. Coming up also tonight, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We are finishing up our conversation with Dudley Brown, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. Again, Larry Pratt's going to be on the next hour. And I just want everybody to take a breath. We got to stop infighting. If we don't stand together, we're all going to hang separately. And we may walk away from this agreeing to disagree, but at least we are a peaceful society when we are armed, We may not speak things that are popular, but we are allowed to say them. So let's keep the conversation going. Dudley Brown is joining us back from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. And in all fairness, Dudley, of course, is championing the fight down in Denver, Colorado, against the gun control legislation passing through the House in the state of Colorado. Dudley, the question, what, hypothetically, 10,000 people at so-and-so's door isn't going to change it? Help me understand why.
Okay. 10,000 people, first of all, you can't fit 10,000 people in the state capitol. It literally wouldn't fit.
Let's say
if you ring the building with 20,000 people. Rhonda Fields, let's just use her as an example.
Yes.
She's a sponsor of the magazine ban bill, one of the driving forces behind this gun control. She lives in a district that is 4-1 Democrat to Republican.
Okay.
And the Republicans in that district are so bad that, frankly, they probably don't even vote Republican. Okay, now, it's what we call a guinea seat. And so she's one of those who, she can never be knocked out of office. And she's a screaming, as Kevin said, libtard.
All right, but then in all fairness,
she can't be beat.
But then,
no amount of logic is going to change her mind. It's all emotion to her.
Then, Dudley, remove logic. Why are we not going through the litigation process and criminal charges for violating the state oath of the Constitution that she swore to uphold?
Okay, have you ever seen that work?
Haven't seen it tried yet in Colorado, has it?
Exactly. Oh, no, I've seen it tried 30 times. By tax protesters.
Has it been tried in Colorado?
Sovereigns.
Has
it been trying to get people to close office?
Has
you
it
and
been,
I might agree that they're violating their oath of office. But the fact is, courts don't, and unfortunately.
All right. So then what do you, you're a lobbyist. You need, what do you need?
Well, first of all, in November, when the state legislature's makeup is set, then you've only got so much to work with. It's kind of like getting a team of football players and planning on playing in the Orange Bowl.
All right, well, football season's over.
You only have high school football players. Or you only have 3 stars out of it, and all the rest of them are weak.
I'm not understanding your analogy, Dudley. What do you need? What does your organization need? People right now around the state are listening, and around the world are listening.
Wow.
And this is your organization. Please help me understand. What do you need?
Or at least Weld County. We're spending money hand over fist right now. We're just amping up radio ads in the Senate. We're spending tons of money on social media. We're dropping tons of mail. And yes, we're raising money. Newsflash, it takes money to do things in politics. Does that mean it's enough? I don't know. We're trying to get the votes in the Senate.
I kind of like to interject here for a second.
Go ahead.
Something over the break. And I want to read this to you, Dudley. It's 2 seconds, so I'll try to get through this as fast as I can. And this is where I phrase my question from the standpoint of Article 2, Section 1, Colorado State Constitution, that all political power is vested and derived from the people, that all government of right originates from the people, is founded upon their will only, and is instituted solely for the good of the
whole. Whoa, stop, Kevin. Kevin, are you going to tell me that if the people are with us necessarily? Your friends are, my friends are, but that doesn't mean the broad public populace is.
The broad public populace in Colorado, in fact, Dudley, is. It's a select few that are dictating against the express consent of. And again, I will agree the 51-49 majority in the Democratic process and a mob rule. However, we're not talking about that. Every sheriff is getting overwhelming support, 8-1, 9-1, 10-1, 12-1 in favor of no gun control legislation.
Okay.
That's a fact in Colorado.
Unfortunately, though, and I know, look, we're stopping them. The major bill I thought we were going to face, I believe we've so far succeeded in defeating, and that is a total and complete ban on semi-automatic firearms in the state of Colorado.
Well, again,
it was not offered by Morse yet. What he's suggesting that they offer is not even gathering the votes in the Democrat Party. So we made that toxic. But unfortunately, let's say something like forcing every private sale to go through a Brady background check. I was involved in fighting against the original Brady Act. And unfortunately, no, many Americans don't agree with us on that. I don't believe you should have to go through a background check. I believe it's unconstitutional.
Well,
many don't.
As you know, Dudley, and I'm not trying to be condescending, I hope you do know. And if you don't, at least I'm the first one to say it. Gun registration, history shows, is always the first step at gun confiscation.
Absolutely, positively.
And this cannot happen. So if that's the crux of this...
Well, it's already happened on dealer sales.
Okay, but...
I'm telling you, it's already happened. Now it's getting worse.
We know that.
We can claim that the Constitution stops it, but unfortunately, the Constitution isn't stopping anything in America right now.
All right, back to Kevin. Kevin, you were interrupted. Would you please finish what you were reading?
Section 2, that the people of this state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as a free, sovereign, independent state, and to alter and abolish their constitution and form a government whenever they deem it necessary to their safety and happiness, provided such change be not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States. Now, Dudley, okay, if you're saying that this stuff is not going to matter, then it's not going to work. We have just seen
I'm not saying that.
And people need to do something about it. Dudley Brown, I agree with you. Yeah, my friends all agree. Your friends all agree. Let's look at the gun numbers just from the recent gun sales in the last 3 months in this state.
What do you think is the better plan of action, Kevin? What would you like to say?
I think it's time for more.
First of all, it's not passed the state senate, so you're giving up prematurely. I'm not giving up prematurely. Are we going to punish these things?
You bet.
I'm
not giving up. You know, after I left the Capitol Friday, I told you I'm not giving up on this. I will find the right legal argument.
Hey, let's go check the hate mail at ScooterMcGee.com. Welcome back. How are you? Is everybody good? Is everybody good? Good. Hi, I'm Scooter. Welcome back to the show. 877-35. Let me just for giggles and grins. Let me. Okay. And just to double check. Okay. Yep. I believe listeners have just heard one of the seven signs of Armageddon. For the first time in broadcast history, 27 plus years, by the way, I officially didn't hang up on callers. I think... It must be a technical problem is probably what's going on. All right. Well, since we know what a glutton for punishment I am, this will be fun. You know, when you've had a bad day, you want to call somebody that you love or lost. Let's see if this works. I've been upsetting so many people. I might as well just keep it up. And here's what's funny. They're mad at me. My numbers worked for 19 years. Christmas, 50 days. Entertaining radio. I think I'm going to need a lot of drugs. In fact, I know I'm going to need a lot of drugs because somebody else is going to answer this phone now.
Well, I'm wrong. Okay, everybody quick. Hurry, grab a Google, get it right.
You may do so by leaving your name,
I could,
your number, and a brief detailed message after the tone, and I will return your call at my earliest convenience. I look forward to talking with you.
No, you don't.
And have a great day.
I can't. It's not possible.
Well, hi. I got a problem, and I'm sure you know what it is. But that's a whole nother debatable subject, I suppose, for another night. Oh, it's asking me to upgrade Flash players. I'm sorry. We're going to have to delay this for a moment or two. I have no idea, sweetheart, what the you are talking about. However, I can point this out. Facebook is a passive-aggressive, one-sided method of communication. Yeah. You and I, well, as you know, I'm about to be older. But you and I are adults, and I'm practically ready for my AARP card. So if we could keep the text message both to a minimum, it would be best, because then at least when the text messages do come through, they're in
What? We don't have her song. Oh, she's going to kill me. She'll think we deleted it, you know, for fun.
Yeah. So for fun and giggles and grins, since mine hasn't changed in 19 years, you may have to call one of your friends in Denver and get it off the train station wall. Okay. Love you. Now, I have to go back and explain to the listeners what happened to what was, in theory, a really good radio show up until about 5 minutes ago. Okay? So, you tell the kids I said hi, and just don't tell them that I was thinking about it. All right? Fine. Gotta go. Bye. Sorry, I had to take care of some personal things. Sorry. I tried to tell you yesterday, but it was, I'm not talking to her. Never mind. or was I? Hi. It's been a long day. We were having a conversation with Dudley Brown from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. Coming up in the next hour, Larry Pratt from Gun Owners America will be on the show. Be interesting. You know what they say about bad luck coming in threes. God.
I knew I should have taken more pills.
Or at least paid more attention in history class. Coming up in the next hour of the Scooter McGee Show, we're going to get through 15 minutes of news and headlines. At 8:15, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, will be on. We'll have a little conversation. We'll continue the conversation with you and I, obviously. I cannot believe I am looking at this in Facebook and in text messages. Are you? I'm sorry. I'm yelling at people in the chat room. Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, I don't feel well. Well, it started as a good show, but if this is any indication of what's coming up in the next hour, you're probably going to want to go to bed now. We will have an update, obviously, from the Vatican. Other sheriffs now coming out with PSAs. Those are public service announcements. One from Colorado. Is it John Cook? Oh, you're going to want to find out about this one. Yes, we've got that story, as well as it seems interesting what's going on in the world of the stock market. Stock market breaking 14,000. The trading, however, seems almost, como se dice, suspicious. Well, I didn't think that music would come soon enough. Hi, I'm Scooter McGee. That was quite an hour, wasn't it? I'm just looking at, you know, never mind. You don't know what I'm looking at. You have to go to ScooterMcGee.com to take a watch. The opinions, views, and ideas expressed on this show, even the ones that weren't mine, as crazy as they may be, do not, I repeat, do not represent those station owners, management staff, interns, or mascots. If I mentioned any of that group, the migraine I have now, would you guys call? Oh, here come the calls. Yeah, the delay, I forgot. Yeah, could we fix that too? The opinions, views, and ideas. Yeah, sorry. We'll be back with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America.
And what's your light? My only friend through teenage nights.
Hi, this is Amy Oliver, and I want to tell you about one of the most informative and entertaining shows on 1310 KFKA. It's called The Retirement and IRA Show and features Jim Sonier, a certified financial planner, and Chris Stein, a finance instructor at CSU. Presented in a fiscally conservative wrapper, Jim and Chris share their knowledge and expertise about retirement planning in an entertaining and informative hour-long show. Join us Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. for The Retirement and IRA Show. What you learn will amaze you.
The watershed at Harmony Gardens in Fort Collins is in full swing for spring. The shelves are stocked to the ceiling with your sprinkler and pond supplies, and the shop is ready to get your mowers, trimmers, and blowers sharpened and tuned. And the parking lot is packed with those great Gravely, Aarons, and Dixon products. And while you're looking through the watershed's amazing gear, you can bet the popcorn and peanuts will be there. Pick up a good habit and get over to the watershed's new location in the Harmony Garden Nursery at I-25 and Harmony Road, or call 686-6425.
We are Northern Colorado's sports authority. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins.